All right, y'all. It's Operation Kickback, baby. What's up, y'all? It's the 1 o'clock hour now. We chilling on a Tuesday. The sun is out. Oh, man, it's cool. You know, hope everybody had a nice weekend. I did myself. I ended up going out to Sun Valley, Free Ray Rick's dispensary out there. They had a big old block party and stuff, and lowriders and everything. I wanted to say shout out to everybody out there in Sun Valley for welcoming us out there. Me and Double G and some of the cast of Hip Hop Circus. That's a movie that's out right now on Tubi and Apple Plus. Y'all can check it out. It's got two series so far. They're working on a third one now. directed and produced by Sean Cook. Yeah, so y'all definitely check it out. Called Hip Hop Circus. Pretty nice, you know. And they got a few other movies coming out, a few independent films. So y'all could keep the lookout for Sean Cook, because he's an emerging, you know, filmmaker and star, to be honest with you. So it's all good. Yeah, like I say, well, the Pacers is going to play Boston, and Minnesota is going to play Dallas. Man, nobody thought of that. Nobody. I don't think Las Vegas got anything to do with this one this year. I don't think so. Man. Whew. And then they having a whole bunch of mess with Caitlin Clark. You know, let that woman be. So what? I mean, she done broke all these records and stuff. She deserves some stuff. And if people are starting to go to the, see the shows and see the basketball games and stuff, and, you know, let them keep on doing that, because believe me, the money is going to spread. But she just going to happen to be the first one to get it. I mean, you got to give her props. She's opening the doors. I mean, let her open the door. You know, let her open the door and quit complaining. Because if she getting some, believe me, if you playing in the league, you next. And I know it ain't just her. It's a lot of other, you know, players that's contributing to make things happen for the WNBA and women's college basketball, you know. She's the starter. So it is what it is. Let her do her thing so y'all can do y'all thing. Man, because 20 years from now, y'all going to be thanking her. And she going to be a Hall of Famer, and y'all will be too. So don't even trip on that, okay? Please don't. Just leave her alone. Let her do it. And don't make it racial, talking about because she's white. Get out of here. Boy, you know, excuses is only good for those who make them. You hear me? So, you know, y'all need to quit that. There's so many critics out here. And then, you know, it's like everybody always got some kind of opinion. But the person that got an opinion ain't doing nothing but just sitting there with an opinion. You ain't even doing nothing. Won't you do something for a change instead of just talking? Boy, man, that's just too much. Anyway, y'all, you know, that's my personal gripe for today. Okay, y'all. That's how my boy Big Ski say on his show, the personal gripes. Yeah, shout out to Big Ski and Dusty Joe. You know, y'all can catch him on the weekend. You know, they got their broadcast, Anything Goes. Y'all can check them out. Also, y'all could stay tuned for the VIP all access on Thursdays. They have different interviews with a lot of independent artists and filmmakers and entrepreneurs around the city and the state. Y'all check that out on Thursdays. It's gonna be on YouTube, streaming live. And if it don't stream live, y'all could catch the episode like in a couple of days, because they do edit it too. But starting next month at VIP in Long Beach, we also gonna have some performances too. So if anybody interested, y'all can hit me up, you know, on my email. That's Netherly, lowercase NETHERLY 2, like the number 2, at gmail.com. So it'll be Netherly2 at gmail.com if y'all are interested in performing at VIP on Thursdays. Just let me know. And if y'all know me personally, hit me up. Facebook, Instagram, or my phone number. And y'all, you know, the people that know me, y'all know what's up. Rockbox, Michael Netherly, okay? If you're over here in the Cabrillo area, you know, and you need any resources, reference to the community itself or whatever, y'all can stop by City Heart sometimes, you know. And on Thursday, they give out food between, 12 to 2? Yeah, and on Thursday. So, you know, if you happen to be a little short, you stay around here or whatever, come on over here and get you something, you know. And like I say, and if it's, you know, ask for any other resources. And if they have it, they can give it to you. And if they can't give it to you, they can direct you in the right direction. So City Heart, y'all. And y'all can check out the app, too. City Heart Love. You know, put the app on your phone and you can check out all the broadcasts Monday through Friday. Okay? Yeah, so we're going to be putting flyers and stuff out soon. And eventually, maybe even announce it at the next social hall meeting and everything else. So just stay tuned for that. So right now, we fix to get into Mary J. Blige, Family Affair, baby.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. And that was Mary J. Blige, you know what I'm saying, Family Affair. You know, it's a good Tuesday, you know, time to get your boogie on, you know, lunchtime, everything like that. So that was a good song to jam to, you know. Anyway, I just want to give a shout out to my people out in L.A., Ceasefire. They doing a peace march down there today up in L.A. For the families that's lost their kids and children to gang violence. And it's a black and brown thing. And I see the, you know, they have police and everything over there. I just checked it out on Instagram. Shout out to my boy Rare Breed, Chili Baby, T, and all the other participants that's out there today. Much love. Yeah, keep doing that for the community. I've been to a few of them before, to Peace Rides and stuff, and they usually meet over there off of Figueroa and 108th. Under the freeway and go from there, and then they usually have a final destination. They have a few people speak, and then actually a few artists perform too. So it's a nice affair, and y'all need to check it out whenever y'all get a chance, you know. And y'all can always catch it on Instagram or Facebook. They always advertise it. I think they do it for the second. I think the second Sunday and the last Sunday of the month. One of them. I get the information for you. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I get it for you, though. Don't worry about that. Anyway, they had the Pride Festival down here in Long Beach this weekend. I heard it was pretty cool. I was out the other way myself, but I'm sure everybody had a good time. I didn't hear no bad news about it, and so everything went well. I think they had a volleyball contest too up in Huntington Beach. Some of the competitions down there, actually, I think some of them is, Olympic hopefuls too. So, you know, it was a few things going on down this week, weekend anyway. And there should be some more going on this weekend coming up. And then, you know, next weekend is Memorial Day weekend. And I want to give a shout out to all the soldiers that made it back and the ones who didn't, and praying for their families. And let's keep supporting them. It's too many nonprofit organizations to help them out. And let's give back anytime we can. Okay, y'all. You know. So, yeah, it just, you know, you had to be prayerful. Watchful, stay alert around your surroundings, you know what I'm saying? Be alert about your surroundings these days, you know. If you're going to use your phone, you know, step aside to a secluded place or something. Don't be out in the open and stuff like that right now, because they use a pepper spray and everything to get you, you know. I'm just letting you know. I heard that they had a meeting with the council this week, reference to the metro system with the, you know, with the metro lines and with the bus system, reference to putting out more security. So, and I've been seeing them too. Yeah, they've been having it. You'll see them in the neon green vests and stuff on there. Security, if y'all see anything wrong, you know, let them know. Because we're going to have to work together to resolve this situation, you know. there's been a lot of stabbings, killings, and murders and all this stuff on this between the line and the bus system. And we just got to do better, y'all. You know, it's going to work, though. And it's going to happen, you know, because you get tired of being tired. You know what I'm saying? So if you get tired of being tired, believe usually, you know what I'm saying, something is about to happen. But, you know, this stuff has been going on for a while. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. It's because everything is televised now. Everything is on video. You know what I'm saying? So you can't deny a lot of it no more like you used to. But, you know, we can do better, y'all. But we're going to have to work together to do it. You know? You know, we just got to do better, okay? So the next song I'm about to put on now is Mario, Let Me Love You. Check it out.
Just don't get it. Do you enjoy being hurt? I know you smell the perfume, the makeup on his shirt. You don't believe his stories. You know that there are lies. Bad as you are, you stick around, and I just don't know why.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
Type of woman,
deserve good fame,
fist full of diamonds,
a head full of rain,
baby you're a star,
I just wanna show you you are, you should let me love you, let me be the one to give you everything you want and need, a baby good love and protection, make me your selection, show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you, love you, love you, love you, yeah. Listen, your true beauty's description looks so good that it hurts. You're a dime plus 99 and it's a shame, don't even know what you're worth. Everywhere you go, they stop and stare, cause you're better than it shows. From your head to your toes, out of control. Baby, you know.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
You're the type of woman
deserves good things.
Fist full of diamonds,
a handful of rings.
Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Oh, baby, good love and protection. Oh, make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me.
You deserve better.
You know you deserve better.
We should be together.
Baby, with me and you, it's right.
Let me be the one.
Let me be the one.
right, y'all. All right, that was Mario. Let me love you. You know, for all the smooth talkers out there and trying to find love and everything like that, that's the right way to do it. You know, that's the right way to do it. It's all good. Let's see. I went up to VA this morning and, you know, oh, I took the Long Beach VA. And, you know, when you go up there, it's like going to a whole nother city. I'm not lying to you. And if you don't walk or whatever, you know, you will that day. You know, I mean, now if you want to wait and wait for the carts to come by to take you here and there, you might be late for an appointment or two because they take their time. So you got to get your move on and get your groove on, you know. But when I went up there, you know, they got a whole bunch of new resources now. And they done moved a few of the, you know, the buildings are still the same, but some of the services, they done moved to different buildings and stuff like that. So, you know, when you go up in there, you know, ask the volunteers or ask anybody that's around that's working, they should be able to direct you to whichever direction you're trying to go. It's pretty easy once you get up there. You just got to ask some questions. Just don't assume nothing, because whatever you thought where one place was at, they probably done moved because they've been doing a lot of construction and stuff over there for a while. And then the best time to really go is early in the morning, because after 10 o'clock, it's going to be hard to find a parking space and everything. So if you make your appointments between 8 and 9:30, you good. Just to let you know. You know, I've been going up there for a minute. You know, different appointments and stuff like that, you know, and everything. And it's cool just to see other veterans, you know, saying what's up to them and, you know, even meeting some here and there, you know, and having a nice little conversation and chit chat with them or whatever. You can't beat that, you know. I want to give a shout out to everybody over here at Century Villages of Cabrillo, that's Gateway, Anchors Place, City Heart, Plaza, The Cove. Now, did it open yet? Oh, okay. Well, I know it's about to open soon because I seen that street is getting clearer and clearer where people can go through there, so. You know, I haven't been over here too much, but I will. I want to say shout out to my boy Larry, to Sarge, you know what I'm saying, DJ Plaza, what's up, you know, and everybody else over there, you know, to Property, oh man, just everybody. I miss y'all so much. I do. I really do. I've been more active into the music again, and so that's what's been taking of my time. But I ain't forgot about y'all. Still love y'all. I know where I come from, you know. Much love, y'all. Oh, shout out to U.S. Vets. That's right, U.S. Vets too. Yeah. Whatever programs I didn't mention. You know, just let me know. And remember again, you can check us out on the City Heart Love app. You know, go to it. You'll see a heart with some wings on it. You'll see the logo. And just put it on your phone and you can check out all the different programs during the week. And then this program just don't come on Tuesday. It comes on Thursday or whatever at a certain time, and maybe it's in rotation. I know that much. Operation Kickback, y'all, just like all the other programs. So, you know, check it out, because I mean, you know, we got a voice over here. And if y'all want to come and be guests up here, want to put out some events or anything that's going on with the different programs over here that you might have, you know what I'm saying? Just give City Heart a holler, you know, or come on through, either one. And we can arrange some things, you know, we can arrange some things. Okay. So, the next song we about to come on with is Sunshine Anderson. Heard It All Before, baby.
Baby, let me explain to you what I'm saying.
What you saying?
It's not even like that.
It wasn't like that, but I saw you.
Baby, I don't love her.
You don't love me? You know what? I don't even want to talk to you.
She don't mean nothing to me.
I don't want
to
see your face.
She was just telling me.
I just want to see you walking through that
baby,
door. There ain't nothing else to say.
Why we gotta do it like this? Baby.
Late. It seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder, thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear. So if you want some loving, I suggest you go back there where you came from. Day to day with you, it's always something else. Working my nerve, God knows that I don't deserve what you put me. I've been so true to you, for you to come at me with another lame excuse. See, I heard it all before. All of your lies, all of your sweet talk. Baby this, baby that. But your lies ain't working now. Now look who's hurting now.
Look who's hurting.
I had to shut you down. Down.
All right, y'all. That was Sunshine Anderson. Heard it all before. Yeah, ain't that the truth? Boy, some people be thinking they just fooling people. But my daddy always told me, sometimes you gotta act the fool, to fool the fool who's trying to fool you. So, you know, take it the way you want. But that's how it go. You know, yeah, you know, because these days, you know, deception is the norm. And it's even real to some people now. You know what I'm saying? Because they be like, keep it real. It depends on what your real is or your reality in your world, you know? So, I mean, man. But, you know, deception is not real. That's fake, okay, y'all? I know everybody's talking about, oh, you know, I'm just keeping it real. That's how it go. Whatever. Nah. Right is right and wrong is wrong, you know. And you can't sugarcoat it, you know. And eventually time's going to tell on you anyway. So let's just be out here doing the right thing and being right by people and making fair deals and stuff like that instead of deceptive. Decepting people and everything, you know. It ain't cool. It ain't cool. It just ain't cool. Because, you know, it causes anger, strife, rage, and eventually, you know, other things that be on the news. So we don't need all that. You know what I'm saying? We just don't need all that. I mean, we could do better than that, y'all. You know, I just want to appreciate everybody tuning in to Operation Kickback. You know, we've been doing it for a while now, and I just appreciate everybody that's starting to tune in and giving us feedback on Instagram and Facebook on reference to it. And y'all be checking the stats and everything. It's cool. I just been a little bit busy with the music too lately, but I want to give a shout out to the Veteran Council, too. Shout out to Kev and Bill and John and Reggie, Melissa, you know, myself. You know, we're trying to keep it going, y'all. I'm sure they might be starting up a few more programs soon, reference to veterans around here, since, you know, they about to open up the Cove and stuff like that, too. I know if y'all need any more info, y'all could get in touch with Mike Whiting. You know, he's still around doing some things. You know. Like I say, come to City Heart. You know, we might have the answer for you. You know, anybody out there trying to get back on their feet? You know, part of the process is finding the resources to get back on your feet. And they out there. I mean, I'm one of them myself. I came here trying to get back on my feet. I had just moved from Texas. I was staying with my sister. And I found out about Cabrillo. He came over here and I got into the Shelter Plus program. And, you know, it took some years or whatever, but I got back on my feet, you know. And I'm not the only one. There's a lot of people have. Some people stay here, you know, and then some people end up leaving and moving somewhere else or whatever, you know. But it can be done. I mean, it can be done. And I'm not just talking to veterans. I'm just talking to people, individual, too, because, It just ain't for the veterans, too, no more. You know, it used to be Navy housing back in the day and everything like that. But through the years, you know, they expanded and enhanced. So it got more things to offer than that, just, you know, the military now. So if y'all need to get on y'all feet, you know, come on over here to Cabrillo and you could talk to a few folks around here. Stop at the guard shack. They'll tell you which way to go. And, you know, you come up in here and talk to the right people and maybe they could do the right thing and guide you in the right direction. You know what I mean? So, that's how it go. That's what it is. That's, you know. And we all here for each other. We're your big old family around here, you know. Always being. Oh, yeah, and shout out to everybody that work over there at the store across the street and at the cafeteria, too. Yeah. And they got another spot over there, the medical part right there. And Job Resources Center. It's right across the way from it, right inside the same building, the social hall, just right behind it, you know, on the side, right in front of the right by the bus stop. Yeah, you could go over there for job resources. If you stay here and everything, you could use their computer or whatever to look for jobs or, you know, maybe check your email or take care of some personal business, maybe printing out something that you need or whatever. So it's a lot of things over here that you can do to take care of your business and get yourself established and straight again. You know, you just have to ask around and stuff. Ain't nothing fits to come to you, okay? Some people think it's supposed to come to you, but no, it ain't happening like that. It's, you know, I don't know which world you in. You got to get up and get it, you know. So my next song is going to be from Entombed. We going back old school, Juicy Fruit, baby.
You know very well what you
All right, y'all. That was M. Toomey, Juicy Fruit. Yeah, I used to listen to that on my Walkman back in the day on the way to school. I used to have to walk to USC to get to John Adams Junior High. Yeah, back in the day. And that was one of the songs I used to listen to. I lost a lot of weight, too. Oh, man, I did, because I had, you know, back then you graduated at sixth grade. So I graduated from Vermont Elementary over there. And then, but at the time, I was 6 foot, probably 200 pounds. Not even, well, I was close to 200 pounds. Yeah, but by the time I started walking to school and coming home, shoot, I was about 165. Oh, man. So, you know, yeah. But good times, good time back there, you know. I just want to appreciate everybody, you know, checking us out. Operation Kickback, y'all. But we got some events going on this week over here at Cabrillo. Thursday at 4 o'clock, they're going to have a barbecue over here. Yeah. And then on Monday, well, this weekend, they're going to have some festivities at Houghton Park. In Long Beach out north, right next to Long Beach Jordan High School. They're going to be have some, I know, Heart of Ida and a few other programs going to be sponsoring that. And then on Monday, they're going to have another memorial festivities over here at Cabrillo at 11 o'clock. So, y'all stay tuned for that. They're going to have a few things going for you. And so, just stay tuned, you know. I'm sure they're going to have flyers and everything around tell you what's going on and everything like that. So, just stay tuned for that. And, you know, we're not forgotten, you know. So they will be having a few festivities, y'all. So stay tuned for that. And the next song we about to get into is Jagged Edge. Let's Get Married. Yeah, there you go. Let's Get Married. Featuring Run from Run DMC. Check this one out, y'all.
Remix, J.E. y'all, Run DMC, to the beach y'all, and me, y'all know my name, come on.
See, first of all, yeah. I know these so-called players wouldn't tell you this,
what?
But I'ma be real and say what's on my heart,
yeah.
Let's take this chance and make this love feel relevant. Didn't you know I loved you from the start, yeah. When I think about all the years we put in this relationship,
yeah.
Who knew we'd make it this far? Then I think about where would I be if we were to just fall apart? Cause I can't stand the thought of leaving you.
Your arms up in your white dress. We ain't getting no younger.
We ain't getting no younger.
Yeah.
Feeling you all the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Girl, let's
All right, y'all. That was a Jagged Edge, Let's Get Married. You know, that's one of the jams, too, especially the remix. That's nice. With Run on there. Oh, man. Classic. Just classic, man. You can't beat that with a baseball bat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, well, we're about to get ready to tune it on down now. And I just want to give a shout out to the Plaza, to U.S. Vets, to Property, to the Cafeteria, to the Store, to Gateway, Anchor Place, the Cove, you know, the Women's Shelter, the After School Program, City Heart, Veteran Council. Everybody, you know, and the ones I didn't mention, let me know who you are and I can mention you too. VRC, everything, man, you know, everything to make this place go round and round, y'all. Let's stick together. Let's love one another. And, until next time, this is Operation Kickback, Michael J. Netherly Sr., aka Rockbox. Baby.